Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Pep Guardiola believes Man City have come through hell and done something more remarkable by overcoming a tough winter schedule to extend their winning run to 21 games in all competitions by beating Wolverhampton Wanderers on Tuesday night. City managed to get a 4-1 victory after three goals inside the final 10 minutes, but it wasn't all plain sailing up until that point. City had not dropped points in the league since drawing with West Brom on the 15th of December. They're now 15 points clear at the top of the table. During that time, they've played 21 games in all competitions. They've reached the final of the League Cup, the quarterfinals of the FA Cup, and taken control of their last 16 Champions League tie with Borussia Mönchengladbach. Speaking about his team's form, Guardiola said, "It's winter time in England, it's hell, and in that time he did something incredible. It's more than remarkable," he said when speaking to BBC Radio 5 Live Sports. "The players have all my compliments, but Liverpool have the crown. To win the Premier League, we need those points." With a one-sided encounter, Cody's 61st minute header. That's Connor Cody cancelled out Leandro Tendonka's own goal, but Gabriel Jesus put City back in front after a turn on the shot from Kyle Walker's deflected cross. Riyad Mahrez then fired in a 7th league goal of the season before Jesus got his second, with virtually the final kick as VAR ruled his effort to be onside. The leaders face 2nd place Man United on Sunday with a chance to move another step closer to the title. Into other news, and with transfers, and Pep Guardiola has reportedly told the club's hierarchy he wants three new faces in the summer window, with the likes of Ruben Dias. Now plenty of competition is needed for the likes of him and John Stones at the back. Of course, Eric Garcia looks set to move on. Sergio Aguero is out of contract at the end of the campaign. Another striker looks like he'll be needed. And Guardiola has reportedly laid down the plans he wants in order to build more of a legacy at the Etihad Stadium. That's all then for City headlines. We'll have more news later.